It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As I said, the telephone number is on your screen. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. We were talking about hell. And we learned that hell is not for us. The hell is prepared for devil and his followers. So we don't want to follow devil. We don't want to go there. Now, who is going to judge the people? The Word of God says, the God will judge the people. But the God the Father is not going to judge. God the Father has given the authority to His Son, Jesus Christ. People are thinking, you know what? Jesus Christ is so loving, so kind, who gave His life on the cross. Do you think He's going to judge me? No, He will forgive me. Today is the time for grace. As I said, St. John chapter 1, verse 17, the Word of God says, the law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was showing His hand like this on the cross and say, oh, heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you the rest. But the time is winding up. The one day, Jesus will come as He promised and He will take His followers to heaven. And we already learned about that. But the point I'm making, after that, when Jesus Christ take the bride or take His people, after 7 years later, we'll come back, end up the tribulation. Jesus Christ defeats the enemy. The war will be over. The millennium will 1,000 years. After the millennium, the Satan will be loose for a while. And then Satan will be defeated. And the final war will be ended. And that's the time, the white throne judgment. John chapter 5 verse 22. The Word of God says the Father doesn't judge anyone, but He has given authority to His Son. So the Jesus Christ is the one who is going to judge us. And so the judgment is given to the Son. And Jesus Christ is the righteous one. And He is the righteous judge. He is not going to judge people according to how they are handsome or how they are poor or they are rich or they are famous or they did some righteous things. The Word of God says all our righteousness is a filthy rag in the sight of God. Somebody will say, how come? Our righteousness without God is filthy rag. God is not looking for your righteousness. God is not looking for your holiness. There is none holy. There is none righteous. There is none living a clean and holy life. The Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means each and every person is a sinner. Not a single man says, I'm not a sinner. 1 John chapter 1 verse 80 says, if somebody says, I'm not a sinner, he's a liar. That means each and every person is a sinner. And the sinner will be judged. But the sinner has a chance to receive Jesus Christ as her or his Lord and Savior. Now some people say, if somebody did not hear about Jesus Christ, how God is going to judge him? or he doesn't know who God is, how God is going to judge that person. Our God is a righteous, as I said. So what God is saying, there are three different kinds of judgment God is going to judge people with. He will judge the Jewish people according to the law. He gave the law, and law will condemn them if they don't do the law properly. The word of God says you can do a 9 commandment, and if you miss one, you are guilty of all. So the commandments are not going to save you. That's why Jesus Christ came. The law is not perfect. Nobody can be perfect with the law. Law is perfect, but nobody is going to follow perfectly. And that's why we are missing the mark. That's why we need a savior. And so some people will be judged according to the law. You remember one man came to Jesus and he says, I want to go to heaven. What should I do? He said, do the commandments. He said, I did everything from my childhood. Jesus didn't want to condemn him, but he says, if you say so, then sell everything and follow me. The man was very rich, and he said, I'm not ready, and he walked away. And the word of God says, Jesus loved that man so much, and he wanted him to follow him. Do you know that Peter and John, they were fishermen, and they were not ordinary fishermen. They were partners, means they had a big business. But when Jesus did a miracle in Peter's boat, Peter says, Jesus, get away from me. I'm a sinful man. I cannot stay in your presence. Jesus said, Peter, I'm going to make you the fishers of men. So you know the story. Peter followed Jesus Christ and gave up everything. But this rich man, he was very rich, and he was boasting that he is following the law perfectly from his childhood. Jesus Christ would have said, there is not a single person can follow the perfect law, but Jesus didn't condemn him. You remember what the word of God said? Jesus Christ came into this world not to condemn the people, but want to save them. Even though that lady came and they brought that lady to Jesus Christ, they said, we caught her in the prostitute. And so what are you going to say? Jesus Christ simply said, if somebody didn't commit sin, throw the first stone. Everybody thought they were sinners and they went away. Then the lady was alone. Jesus Christ said to her, where are those who condemn you? He said, they went away. He said, I'm not condemning you. So the people start thinking, well, that means Jesus says prostitute business is okay. You can do anything. Jesus forgives you. What Jesus says? Go and sin no more. That's what Jesus says. People say, oh, Jesus Christ was the friend of the sinners. Did he become sinner? No. But he transformed sinner and brought them to the kingdom of God. The point I'm making here, God is righteous and he's going to judge people righteously. If somebody boasting that our religion has a good law, a moral law, and with our law we can go to heaven, then God says, okay, I'm going to judge you according to the law. Now, there are some people will say, we don't have a law. We are Hindus, we are Muslims, we are Buddhist. Our different laws are there. And somebody says, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not even Christian, and I live in a jungle. How are you going to judge me? God says, okay, I have given you conscience. According to your conscience, I'm going to judge you. If you know who is your mother, who is your father, who is your child, who is your enemy, who is your friend, if you know that, and if you do not act accordingly, you start killing somebody, destroying somebody, and doing everything wrong, and your heart is condemning you, and you keep on doing it, and then you got a callousness. But God is going to say, okay, I have the record. These are the things you did. And then you cannot deny. Because nowadays you have a camera, you have a computer, your hard drive, and you can save everything. Do you think God doesn't have that system? He has a better system than us. So he knows every sin. Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13, the word of God says, there is nothing hidden in the eyes of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. What does it mean? God is watching. He's taking your pictures. He knows everything. At that judgment day, you cannot say, I didn't commit any sin. I didn't do anything. And all your sins will come in front of your eyes. You will see like a film. And you will not deny. So, some people will judge according to their conscience. Do you think any person will judge according to conscience and make it to heaven? No. Because the word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now the third way he is going to judge for the Christians. Christians are not under the law and they are not judged according to conscience. The word of God says in a book of Romans chapter 2 verse 16, the word of God says, God will judge you according to my gospel. And the Romans chapter 2, if you start reading from verse 11, 12 to 15, 16, you will see the people will be judged according to the law, people will be judged according to the conscience, and people will be judged according to the gospel. And so, gospel means whatever you learn about God, what Jesus Christ taught you. Some people say, I don't want to know doctrine. Don't preach about doctrine. Just preach about simple salvation. Whatever Jesus said, everything is Jesus' teaching is called the doctrine. And so if you don't want Jesus' teaching, then you don't need a gospel. Jesus Christ taught us about heaven, so we have to teach about heaven. He taught us about Father, you have to teach about Father. He taught us about sin, so you have to tell about the sin. He taught us about hell, you have to teach about hell. He taught us about hell, heaven, so we have to teach about heaven. He taught us about holiness, we have to teach about holiness. All of these things are doctrine, a teaching of Jesus Christ. If you don't want doctrine of Jesus Christ, then you don't need a gospel. Then you have to say, we don't need the Bible, we don't need anything. Just say some other people, they have the rosary or some kind of, even Muslims and Hindus and Catholics, they have rosary. And they just say their name of their God 1,000 times or 5,000 times and they think they will go to heaven. If that's the way, then you don't need any preaching. Just say Jesus, 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 Jesus. But that's not the Christianity. We have to learn the truth. And the word of God says in the final judgment, what God is going to do, he is going to separate the people like a sheep and a goat. Right hand side, all the righteous people, and the left hand side, all the sinners. Now somebody says, who will be the goat and who will be the sheep? Some people say, oh, goat is the all the nations who did not help the Israeli people, they will be goat. And the right-hand side will be sheep, they are all Israeli nation. It's not like that. All righteous people will be right-hand side. All the sinners will be left-hand side. Now I already told you how they will be judged. According to the law, according to the conscience, according to the gospel. Now somebody says, oh, I'm a believer and God is not going to judge me, because he said, if you believe Jesus Christ, you are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. It doesn't work that way. Did you believe Jesus Christ? Did you obey him? Did you follow him? Or did you commit sin and you trample on his blood and didn't care about holiness, didn't go to church, didn't read the Bible, and didn't do anything what the Jesus Christ said, only simply believe Jesus? I already said, the devil believes there is a one God and he trembles. He's not going to go to heaven because he believes in one God. Believe means what? Believe means following. Repent means what? Turn from your wicked ways and come to God. You are going astray. He says repent means come and follow me. If somebody is born again Christian and not following Jesus Christ and doing everything evil, do you think that person is going to go to heaven? No. That's why St. Paul says, they will be judged according to my gospel. Whatever you learn in the Bible, and if you do not want to walk accordingly, you will be judged. And then, I want to tell you, in the judgment time, there won't be any lawyer. You cannot hire any lawyer. In those days, there is no lawyer. Nobody can plead your case. Now, when you are Christian and the devil accuses you, Jesus Christ is in heaven, he is our lawyer. But once Jesus Christ sits on the throne, he will be the judge, he will be the king, and he will be judging people. And at that day, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, if you read, he says, in those days some people say, Lord, 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 and all the people, they say, Lord, they will be not going to heaven, or they will be not escape hell. The word of God said they have to believe and follow the word of God. And if they don't follow the Lord, if they don't follow according to the word of God, and then they cannot go to heaven. Some people say, I pray seven times a day. If you pray seven times a day, and if your heart is not changed, and if you don't want to believe what Bible says, it doesn't mean anything. There are people praying seven times a day. There are people early in the morning, 5 o'clock, they get up and they go to their temple, but their heart is not changed. The Bible only teaches repent and transform. Once you receive Jesus Christ and say, I'm a sinner, he gives you a new heart. He takes the stony heart and gives you a new heart. And so we have to believe the word of God. The word of God says God is going to judge people according to their secret things. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, if you read, it says, all the hidden things of the darkness, if you're having all the sin in your heart and you're not telling anybody, God knows your heart. The word of God says, if your heart doesn't condemn you, you have confidence towards God. But if your heart condemns you, our God is greater than our heart. You should run to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. My heart is condemning me. I want to follow you. I want to live for you. There are people doing secret sins and people say, nobody knows. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, he said, the word of God says, whatever you do, good or bad, in your body, you will be judged. Some people say, oh, this is the bima. God is going to give you a reward. If you did something bad in your body, you will be not even make it to heaven. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, the word of God says the works of the flesh. And all the works of the flesh are mentioned there. And if somebody living in this flesh, committing sin, all kinds of sin, and say, I'm a Christian and I believe in Jesus, my name is Peter, Paul, or John, but I automatically get forgiven, they are going to be judged according to the gospel. So the word of God says, you cannot escape hell just thinking I'm a Christian or a good Christian, or you compare with somebody. That person says, does something bad, but I'm better than him. You cannot judge yourself like that. You have to stand before the living God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the righteous judge. If you did something good, he is not going to throw you in hell. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, he says, all your labors are not going to go in vain. God will remember them, and he will reward them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8 also says, God is not partial. Whatever you do, good things, you can be Jewish, you can be Christian, you can be servant, or you can be slave. When you come to Jesus Christ, there is no big, no small. We are all equal, and you're going to get the reward. So the point I'm making, all the judgment will be judged according to different kinds of judgment. And so, I don't know, I can finish the whole thing in this. I'm going to try. So the word of God is saying, there are three different kinds of judgment in hell. Now somebody says, I don't know what kind of hellfire. There is only one lake of fire. And I said, the hell today is under the underground, or you can say in the heart of the earth. But that's going to change. The word of God says in the final time, what God is going to do, he's going to judge everyone accordingly and then take them from the hell and put it in the lake of fire. Now I want to tell you, in the lake of fire there are three different divisions. Maybe nobody told you, but it's in the word of God. Matthew, I'll give verses and then I explain. Matthew chapter 8 verse 12, Matthew chapter 22 verse 13, Matthew chapter 24 verse 51, Matthew chapter 25 verse 30. All these scriptures will tell you there is an outer darkness, and there will be people wailing and gnashing of their teeth. Now somebody says, oh, I can survive that, because they're just the outer darkness, and I'll be crying and weeping and wailing, and that will be not for one day, that will be for eternity. Now that's one kind of punishment. Another one, I'll give the verses first. Isaiah 66 verse 24, Mark chapter 9 verse 44, Mark chapter 9:46, and Mark chapter 9:48. All of these scriptures, if you read, they says in the hell there is a worms eating your flesh, and there will be fire, and the worms will not be dying, and the fires will not be quenched. Now just think, outer darkness, weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth, worms will be biting you and destroying you, and there will be fire for eternity and no quenching fire. Now these two types of hell I showed you, but the worst kind of place in hell is the lake of fire, where the fire and brimstone. I'll give the scriptures. Revelation chapter 14 verses 9 to 11, Revelation chapter 19 verse 20, Revelation chapter 20 verse 10, Revelation chapter 20 verse 12 to 15, Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, Revelation chapter 22 verse 15. All these people, when you read, they are going to go to lake of fire and brimstone, and that's called second death. So now, and where this, who are these people? The devil worshippers who did not believe in Jesus, and the people who deny Christ, and the false prophet, the Antichrist, the devil and his followers. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 4, the word of God says those devil and his followers who are waiting for their judgment in the darkness, in the hell, they will be taking it out and put it in the lake of fire. And so the word of God says, as I said earlier, Matthew chapter 25 verse 41, the hell is prepared for the devil and his followers. So the people who did devil worship, they took the mark of the beast and they did not follow Jesus Christ, all of those people have a greater punishment. If some person didn't know about Jesus Christ and he said, if I knew, I would have believed him. And so he's not going to escape, because he will have judgment. The word of God says the wages of sin is death, and after the death, the judgment. So those people will be judged, but some people will be in a not too much danger, the fire and brimstone, but maybe darkness, gnashing of teeth and wailing and weeping, but that's for eternity. Some people will be there, worm biting them and killing their, eating their bodies and not dying, and the fire will be not quenching for eternity. And devil and his followers and the people who are against Christianity, those people will be going to the lake of fire and brimstone. That is the worst place. And where will be that? The God has prepared it, it says. And the lake of fire is not a small place, because this earth is going to pass away. So the people who are living in hell, they have to be out of that hell. So the judgment time, all the hell, people were in hell, they will be taken out. People went to Hades, they will be taken out. People died in the sea or anywhere, they will be raised to judge. And each and everyone will be judged accordingly. And so our God is a righteous judge. He's not going to send somebody who steal only $2 and who was stealing billions of dollars, they are going to the same place. So different place, but the hell is for sure, and that is for eternity. Now you think, hey, I will be happy gnashing my teeth and living in a darkness and crying and weeping for eternity, and I want to go to that place. It's your choice. But I believe hell is for not one day, it is for eternity. And hellfire is not going to quench, and nobody is going to come out of the hell, and the hell and the smoke of the hell will be going up for eternity. So I'm going to give you a chance. Just say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be judged. Is a severe punishment or the lesser punishment? Punishment is for sure. God is not going to change his mind. He has given us time right now. So let's give our heart to Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Forgive me, Lord, and make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, Jesus Christ will forgive you and you don't have to go to hell. Jesus Christ loves you and we love you. Please call and we will be praying for you and your need. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.